nothing but love for you. Tell me what you really want. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can tell it's Monday because the beginning of that song starts with Monday morning and I missed it. Oops. Oops. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It is Monday morning if you were confused.
I know for a lot of us that's tough.
It's true. Right? And I'm very pleased to have in the house with me my friend Kim Klein. She's the managing partner with Tranquil Villas and Myrtle Grove Villas. And I can't wait to hear about what y'all are doing, how everything's going over there. If you do not know about this residence area, then you have to listen up because this is one of the best, I think, best opportunities for our seniors in our community.
Yeah, we are a retirement community. We have a total of 95 apartments between the two. We're just an apartment complex for people over 55. We like to call them seasoned citizens, right?
You know what? I've passed that on to several people.
That term.
And everyone loves that.
I definitely stole that from someone. I can't exactly remember.
I've been stealing
her,
it from you for a couple of months now.
There you go. But so we're not assisted living. We're not a nursing home. We're just an apartment complex for people over 55. And what we have found, we've been in business since 2008 here locally. What we found is there's a real need. You know, I mean, we are affordably priced. We are not subsidized in any way. So we are not, county housing or no. We are private. We're 100% private, but we strive to kind of hit that number that seniors can afford, mm-hmm. Without breaking the bank, because as you know, it's just become very, very difficult,
yes,
particularly for senior citizens to get by on the cost of things today. Mm-hmm. It's really become, affordability is definitely
when most
an
of
issue.
Them started to put their money into their Social Security, the idea was that it would go a long way. Now it's not going a long way.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not at all. So. And I mean, what is the average price of a rental apartment now in this
area?
The
average price in our zip code, which is 32506, which is where the villas are located, the mm-hmm. average price is about $1,450 a month for an apartment. And our highest unit is $1,300. Mm-hmm. We are safe. We are gated. We are clean. We have, you know, every unit has a porch. Most of them have screened in porches.
All on the first floor.
All one story garden apartments. Mm-hmm. Everybody has washer dryer hookup in their units. Luxury vinyl flooring throughout, upgraded fixtures and appliances.
Parking spot
in most cases right behind your unit, you know. So we are geared towards that time of your life where you are ready to stop being tied down to a house, mm-hmm. stop being tied down to the cost of maintenance and expense and property insurance and property taxes, which continue to go up.
Right.
You know, so if you're ready to sort of have that experience, and look, this is the great thing. It's a community of people that you automatically have something in common,
yes,
with. Yes. You know?
It's very,
you know,
helpful when you make references and they understand.
That's right. You know? And you laugh, but it makes it much easier to make friends.
Of course.
And we have two community centers on the property. We have, every week, we have weekly social activities, everything from, you know, bingo to Scrabble. We had a huge Halloween party and it's all residents run. So, you know, you think about like tenant associations that you mm-hmm. hear about. We have a social club that residents can join and help. They put together these things. So all the programming is done by the residents. So it's not like you get some stupid event that nobody's interested in, you know.
That,
it's
I love
stuff that.
That
people want, you
right,
know.
Right, they're doing it themselves, so
yeah.
We get what they want.
Yeah.
I love that, yeah.
Yeah.
I like the safety aspect of it. I like the idea of, especially when everyone's kind of in your same generation, mm-hmm. age range, then you do get together and you do talk about things. You have things in common. But I like that idea of getting to know your neighbor.
Yeah, that is huge.
Because so often in the last few places that I've lived, I didn't know my neighbors. Mm-mm. And it's not for lack of not wanting to. It's just different.
And if you grew up when, as in the 60s or the 70s, you know, which most of my residents have, some in the 50s even, mm-hmm. you know, but you grew up at a time when people lived in neighborhoods and you knew your neighbor, you know, you say hi to your neighbor, you sat on the stoop, or, you know, you mowed your lawn and talked over the fence. And we really, unfortunately, have moved away from that.
Yes.
You know, neighborhoods don't have the same appeal that they used to have, but at the Villas, they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people still sit on their front porch. You have to walk to the community center to get your mail, so everybody sees you and waves, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all interconnected. You know, all the buildings are interconnected with sidewalks, with a community center in the middle of the community.
Mm-hmm.
So you and you can be as involved as you want to be, but it is nice to sort of be forced to get out of your internet bubble and talk to people again.
I like that.
You know?
Okay, are dogs allowed or cats?
Yes, we love furry friends. We do have a limit. It's one per person, you know, per apartment, mm-hmm. a 25-pound limit, dogs or cats. So we encourage it. It's a one-time $250 fee. There's no pet rent
or
an increased, you know, monthly payment because you have a pet.
Mm-hmm.
So that we do, and a lot of our residents do have pets, so that's kind of fun.
Okay, we're talking with Kim Klein. She's the managing partner with Tranquil Villas and Myrtle Grove Villas. If you've got questions for her, please text them in this morning at 850-437-1620. Well, one of the things that I like, too, about your residences is where you're located.
Right.
You're near a lot of things.
We are.
Out in the boondock somewhere.
No. We're in Pensacola. We're in the Myrtle Grove neighborhood. We're right near the Myrtle Grove post office, near the intersection of Lillian Highway and 57th is where our main entrance is. And in that spot, you know, we're located to several churches that have considerable senior programming. We're just like right down the street from the West County Senior Center. And we also have in the pipeline, there's going to be a brand new public library that's going to be built right next door.
That's
awesome. To the Villas.
Mm-hmm.
Like with, if we get what we want,
mm-hmm.
There'll be a sidewalk directly to the library from the Villas, making it
great.
Easy for people, even if you do use a walker or a cane or something, that you can walk over and enjoy the public library and the programmings that come with that. You know, there's usually a lot of community events
mm-hmm.
there too, and we strive for that in our community. Now we do this thing called community coffee on Thursday mornings at 10 o'clock.
Nice.
And we invite different speakers from within the community to come and talk to our residents about issues that we think matter to them. So
mm-hmm.
everything from healthcare to flooding to we've had Commissioner Kohler's come out and spoken to the residents before. We give opportunities during election season for the different candidates to come out and talk
great.
To our residents so they can, you know, get an idea of who's covering the issues that are important to them. So we do make a concerted effort to give people something to do and
mm-hmm.
something to be interested in. And while most of our people are still highly active, highly independent, highly mobile, you know, there's a few that don't drive anymore. So that's an easy way for them to be able to stay connected.
Yeah. Okay. So talk a bit about the apartments themselves. You have the one and two bedrooms. And now the one is considerably lower than the $1,300. You have some in the
Correct.
Lower price too.
We have apartments starting at $950 a month for the smallest one bedroom model. And it's small. It's about 500 square feet, but the space is utilized very well. It also has front and back porches and washer dryer connections within the unit. So,
mm-hmm.
And you know, those start at $950. And then we have a one bedroom that's larger. That's actually about 750 square feet. That is $1,100. And then it's two bedrooms. We have two bedroom, one baths, two different models. One is $1,150, one is $1,250. And then we have a two bedroom, two bath model, which has a walk-in shower,
which is
nice for folks who maybe have a little bit of mobility issues
mm-hmm.
or have a knee or hip replacement in their future and want to be able to have that easy access in and out of the shower. So we have those models available, which are our most expensive models at mm-hmm. $1,300. But everything is, you know, everything is well maintained. It doesn't matter if you live in the $950 apartment or if you live in the $1,300 apartment, you can come to all the same events. Nothing, mm-hmm. no one is excluded from everything, you know, and it really is a great, it's a great community. I love coming to work. I love seeing the residents and talking to them. And I really love the way they help each other out.
Well, I think that's the thing that stands out to me is being the difference maker because you care. And I know Kim pretty well, and I know that she really does care about her residents. And that makes a big difference because nowadays we do have, no offense, but we do have corporate communities and corporate this and corporate, and it's just the level of investment in terms of taking care of the residents, yeah. paying attention, making sure they have what they need, and you do a wonderful job at that.
Yeah, we are in an industry where the vast majority of apartment complexes are owned by people who are not running them themselves
right.
personally,
right.
you know, and oftentimes are owned by large corporate LLCs that are out of the state,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes out of the country.
Wow.
And so the fact that we're local, you know, I live here. I have lived here since 2004. And it matters to me that this need is met in the community. It matters to me that people who live there feel like they're getting a good product for mm-hmm. what they're paying for, mm-hmm. you know, and that's important.
So we're talking with Kim Klein. She is the managing partner for Tranquil Villas and Myrtle Grove Villas in Pensacola. And we are getting some questions that are coming on the text line.
Okay.
So one of them, Kim, and this is kind of a tough one. How can I tell if my parent needs independent or assisted living?
So that's a good question. And the big thing is, does your parent live? Is your parent still able to live independently? Driving is a big issue in a lot of cases because, you know, Pensacola doesn't have a lot of mass transit options.
Right.
You know, we do have, there are some options that people use as far as ride share, and there's some different private organizations. Also, ECAT has something now where you can call in and it's like a zip ride or something
that. Oh, okay. I don't know about that.
I have to get a little bit more information on it. But I think that's a big thing. If your parent is not cooking anymore and they need a place that provides meals for
mm-hmm.
them. We do not provide meals. We do not provide medical service. We are simply just an apartment complex, but we have that added bonus of the sense of community
mm-hmm.
And activities that people can join.
Well, it depends on your age range, but for a lot of people, this is a plus. There are no children. Allowed.
Yes, yes. Look, we love children.
The grandkids can come visit.
Grandkids can come visit.
They can even come at night.
Exactly. So yes, we love kids. We love our grandkids.
Yeah.
You know, I have four grandkids myself.
No, it's not that we don't love children.
But we all love our grandkids more than other people's grandkids.
This is why she ran for office. That's a very diplomatic way to put it.
So everyone has to be 55 that's on the lease. So
mm-hmm.
we don't have a situation where you have a lot of families. And it's not that, like I said, it's not that we don't love families. It's just that, you know, at this point of life, you know, a lot of us don't want to have to deal with young people drama.
That's right.
We don't have a lot of knockdown, drag out fights mm-hmm. between couples at the villas, things do get calmer
as you get older.
Yeah.
There's no question
yeah.
about that.
It's definitely a very peaceful, tranquil place. So,
mm-hmm.
but still lively.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you could have seen the residents at the everybody dressed up in costume for the Halloween party,
uh-oh.
And they were having a ball. We have karaoke.
Uh-oh.
We have trivia night. We have all kind, you know, stuff like that. So it's a lively bunch of people who are ages just a number,
mm-hmm.
but they're at a point in their life where they're ready to have a little bit of fun and they're ready to live a little bit for themselves.
And that is why I love the phrase seasoned citizens.
Seasoned citizens.
That's a good one.
We made our mistakes and now we're ready to have some fun.
If you just joined us, we're talking with Kim Klein. She's the managing partner for Tranquil Villas and Myrtle Grove Villas. Once again, just tell us where you're located and a little bit about the complex, because someone may be just joining us and they're thinking, this sounds great. Where is it?
So we're over on the west side of Pensacola. We're in the Myrtle Grove area near, we're off Lillian Highway near 57th. We are reasonably close to the base. base and the commissary. So if you're retired military, that's great.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, we have a lot of medical doctors, medical facilities that are close by as well. The VA hospital is relatively close. We also, there are certain people that come in and will pick up residents to take them to doctor's appointments. I know Ochsner 65 does that.
Yeah, where 65 come in. Plus does that. And yeah. They actually are on the show.
Yep. And they specialize in geriatric medicine and people over 65. So that's turned out to be a really good, we've had a lot of our residents
that's
that have switched over to there.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, and so we've got, you know, Walmart and Lowe's and TJ Maxx and Aldi and all those places are relatively close to us. So we're, you know, actually within a mile, we've mm-hmm. got, you know, we've got a lot of, you don't have to drive far to get to the grocery store. You don't have to drive far to get to Walmart or Publix. They're really just right down off Mobile Highway.
Well, what I like about it too is not only do you have the advantage of being a people of your own generation, I guess would be a good way to put it, but also I like the safety factor.
Yeah.
The fact that you're a gated community.
We are gated. You have to have a push code to get into our back gate, which is the one that most people use to mm-hmm. come in and out. You have to have a security key to get in. And we do have, but we do have access from another entrance for emergency vehicles to be able to get in, regardless of whether mm-hmm. or not, you know, the power is out, or the hurricane or something like that.
Do you have a property manager that is there on site?
We do. We have our maintenance manager lives there and my assistant lives there. And so we do have management on site and I work and I'm there every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so our office is open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 3. If you want to come in and take a tour, give us a call. That's the best thing to do. Our number is 850-455-3675. Give us a call and set up a time to come in and take a look. We can give you a tour. We right now are going to have, I think, 4 apartments that are going to be coming available.
Good.
They're all 2 bedrooms. They'll be coming available in December.
Mm-hmm. So just in time for the holidays.
Yeah, and if you're interested, call. Even if we don't have what you're looking for right now, mm-hmm. The 1 bedrooms, for instance, are hard to come by. You know,
right.
They go really, really fast. But even if we don't have what you're looking for right now, get on our wait list. And as soon as we get you know, an idea that someone is going to be moving out, then we'll give you a call and say, hey, we're going to have an apartment that's going to be available within the next 4 to 6 weeks. If you'd like to come in and put a deposit down on that apartment, and then you know you've got it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people, you know, put their houses on the market, and then as soon as they get a contract, they call us. Hey, I'm ready now, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that gives us a month to get to know what's coming available and be able to get something flipped.
Well, and so, one thing that you haven't mentioned, which I think is also really important when we're talking about the budgets and, mm-hmm. and economy and the cost of living, water, sewer, pest control, and air filters aren't included in your rent, and your trash is picked up at your door twice a week.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That makes a difference because that all adds up.
Yeah. So when you come in, when you're making that decision to say, I'm leaving, you know, a house, I'm mm-hmm. selling my house and I'm moving, and you really want to sit down and compare apples to apples what you're going to be spending for housing, for us, you have your rent
mm-hmm.
and you're going to have your electric bill and you will have your internet or cable. That's
whatever
it.
Your choice is, right?
Yeah, that's it. And we cover everything else. We cover, as you said, water, sewer. We spray quarterly for pest control. At that time we come through, we change out your air filters in that to make sure that that's done. We have 2 dumpsters on the property, but we also pick up your trash at your door off your porch twice a week if you put it out on Mondays and Thursdays before 8.
I love that.
Eight.
That's my least favorite thing to do
is
take the trash to the dumpster.
Yeah. So we work with that. And you know what? If something breaks, mm-hmm. you call us.
And that's the best part right there, let me tell you.
Something
that's
breaks, you call
part.
Us.
That's the best
part.
Yeah,
and we take care of it for you.
Well, you have to check out Tranquil Villas and Myrtle Grove Villas. It's just a beautiful space, beautiful property. And if you want to go to their website, what is the website?
It's seniorvillas.net. Seniorvillas.net. And you can also, if you Google either Tranquil Villas or Myrtle Grove Villas, it'll pop up as well.
Mm-hmm.
But our phone number is 850-455-3675. And please, if someone doesn't answer the phone, we're in an apartment doing something, just leave a message. I promise somebody will get right back to you. We really would like to show you what's going on over there.
Yeah, I think it's exciting. I mean, to me, it sounds like a great option because a lot of folks are ready to let go of all the trouble of taking care of their home, which is huge after, you know, at a certain age, you're sort of kind of over it. And then at the same time, it's someplace safe, but it's near a lot of things, so you don't feel like you're isolated, and yet it's still independent.
Well, and that's the key, is independent, because a lot of when people start thinking about, oh, it's time to downsize, it's time to look at retirement communities, it's easy to kind of get sucked into those places that offer all of these add-on options, mm-hmm. right? Oh, we're going to have meal plans or transportation or medical services or whatever, but you have to understand just by being on that campus how much more money you're paying.
Right.
So you can expect in those situations, even if you don't need the extra help, that you're probably going to be paying between $3,000 and $4,000 a month for rent. Mm-hmm. Well, just do the comparison of how much that money left in the bank could be if you stayed in independent living as long as possible.
Right.
You know, those places are always going to be there when mm-hmm. you need them, move. But the idea of not having to move twice, sometimes it's great, I guess, if you can afford it. But if you're like most of us and you're trying to stretch that retirement income as far as possible, I think that we are a fantastic option mm-hmm. of just being able to live, like we said, everything is first floor, so you don't have to deal with stairs. You can park in most cases right behind your unit, plenty of walkways. You're surrounded by other seniors mm-hmm. who get you, mm-hmm. you know.
Yes, and, that makes a difference.
And opportunities to get involved. So it's a great stepping stone towards first retirement. And, mm-hmm. and a lot of people are ready to retire, and it's nice to be able to just turn the key and walk away and know that you don't have somebody having to babysit your house while you're gone.
Exactly. No, that's very nice. And it gives you a whole sense of independence.
Absolutely.
Without the burdens of a home ownership.
Yep.
Yep. Because that's a big step when you make that decision to downsize.
Yeah.
But to downsize to a community, we're going to have like-minded people.
Right.
You can still have your dog or your cat with you.
And I would challenge people to call and shop around, because I think you're going to find out that there's nobody else. I mean, and I'm this sounds like I think I'm all that, but I'm telling you, there's nobody else out there who's doing what we're doing. So mm-hmm. if this is something that sounds attractive to you, please give us a call, 850-455-3675, or check out our website, seniorvillas.net. We've got lots of photographs on there. We can talk to you about the application process. It's very straightforward. We don't have a lot of extra fees. It's a $35 application fee.
Oh, that's reasonable, right there.
Yep. And so we work with you. We'll work with you on timelines. We will help you find the apartment that's best for you and the mm-hmm. timeline that works best for you. So give us a call and let's talk.
So if I'm thinking about it, can I call you and then set up a time just to take a tour? I don't have to make a commitment right away.
You do not have to make, and it won't be a hard court press. Say, you know what I mean? I mean, we want you to just come in and know we're there. It's, mm-hmm. you know, the time may not be right for
right.
you. Right now it's taking a little bit longer for people to sell their homes.
Mm-hmm.
And so it may take you a little bit longer, but it's nice to know that if you're on our radar, if you're on our wait list, then we'll be calling you as things come available. And then, you know, like I said, we work with people all the time. We fit into their timeline. Okay, so you need the apartment by this. We prorate rents. So let's say that, you know, you need to move mid-December. Mm-hmm. We don't make you pay for the entire month of December. You know,
that's fair.
We'll prorate the rent halfway through, so you only pay for half of the month, and then, mm-hmm. and be able to move in and start putting your stuff in. We're incredibly flexible in that.
And that makes me think of something. What about the lease? Is it a 1-2?
It's a 1-year lease. Mm-hmm. We do require 1-year leases, and we require a security deposit that's equal to your 1 month's rent.
That's fair. Yeah.
That's pretty standard. Yep. And so essentially, even out of that, if you were renting an apartment that's, you know, $1,250, then you have to put $1,250 down as the security deposit, mm-hmm. and then you begin paying $1,250 when you pick up your keys and take possession of the apartment.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. We're talking with Kim Klein. She's the managing partner with Tranquil Villas and Myrtle Grove Villas. It's a great, I think, alternative choice for independent living in a great neighborhood. And it's a secure, gated community. And I happen to love everything about it. And I'm a little bit bitter that I didn't find out about you before I before I moved, because it sounds fantastic, actually. Because I'm not sure that I wouldn't want to be as a seasoned citizen. I wouldn't want to be necessarily in a place where I have people around me constantly, like it's almost like a hospital in a way where everybody's in all the same building. You're running your neighbors right across the hallway. I'm not quite ready for the dorm experience.
Yeah. And you know, I've had a lot of people that have come in. As a matter of fact, I had a gentleman who was in on Thursday that took a tour that said that he was looking around in some of the communities that everybody's in one building,
right, you know, that you
have to take an elevator up, that's not, even though they're all seniors, it does feel a little cramped where we have a little, you know, you've got a little yard. I mean, we've got lawns
your own porch.
And you've got your own porch. Mm-hmm. And so you can have little, you know, herb garden and pots on there and stuff.
That.
You know, you have a little bit of space.
That sounds great. Okay, one more time, your website and a phone number in case folks would like to get in touch with
please
you.
Please check us out at seniorvillas.net or give us a call at 850-455-3675. We'd love to hear from you.
All right. Thank you so much, Kim Klein with Tranquil Villas and Myrtle Grove Villas.